With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Yes, and thank yous to Dole Out, and then we'll enter the pool of props. Thanks to our guests on today's show, our pal Ross Tucker, Odyssey Sports NFL Insider, and the great Drew Dinsick, the whale capper from NBC Sports Edge and the Deep Dive podcast. We really appreciate their time on the show today. Thanks to our guy Rick Camp. Thanks to our guy Bill Matz. And thanks to the GOAT, Downtown Mike Brown. Coming up after us, BetMGM tonight with Ryan, Trista, and Quinton, a four-hour live betting extravaganza during the ALCS and during Bills and Titans. So you never have to go anywhere. BetQL has you covered from day to night, Monday through Sunday, 7 days a week here with all the sports betting content and all the wagertainment that your little heart could possibly desire. So be sure to keep it tuned in here at BetMGM tonight, coming up after us for the next 4 hours. And with that, Ken. Yes. Oh, I want to give BetQL's five-star play also.
Oh, right.
Briefly here.
Yeah.
So BetQL's, I just keep forgetting, which is my bad. Yeah, which is my bad. BetQL's five-star play tonight. It is a player prop. BetQL's been slamming it with these player props we've been giving out on the show for the Island game. So BetQL looking to keep it rolling here. BetQL's play tonight. I think we'll be happy, Ken, if this play hits based on some of the bets we talked about in the last segment. Ryan Tannehill over 1.5 touchdown passes. So BetQL, again, the five-star play tonight from BetQL. Ryan Tannehill over 1.5 touchdown passes. And with that, Ken, let's close our eyes briefly here. And I want everyone to know, and you listening and watching, you close your eyes also, but only if you're not driving. If you're driving, keep them open. We don't want a lawsuit. Don't care about your health. Just trying to avoid a lawsuit. So eyes closed. Now, in your mind's eye, picture a pool. It's a big-ass pool. In the pool are props. Ken, what do you call that?
I call that the pool of props.
That would be the pool of props here, yes. So we're about to enter the pool of props. In the pool are props, and we're going to talk about a bunch of them here. We're going to determine what are bets for us. If you like what we're saying, you can tail. If you're like, I don't like that, then don't bet them or you can fade us. Or if you hear us talk about something and you like it and we don't bet it, place the bet. That's the point of the pool of props. And the prop king is about to give his judgment, render his verdict on a bunch of these props with the help of his royal liege, Sir Lockerson, thy royal knight. Sir Locky. So it's now time for the prop.
The Earl of Locky? Baron von Lockerson?
Yeah. I like Baron von Lockerson a lot. For the prop king to descend down from thy royal throne. For thy royal purple velvety carpet to be unfurled. Downtown Mike Brown, if we could fix the video before the prop king starts, that would be great.
It's an improvement. Me. Yeah. I'm a peasant. You're looking down at me.
Thinking, man, that prop king's an ass.
I know what you're thinking. Where's that video?
Right? That's what there, well, there it is. There what you thinking, man? This prop king sounds like a real jerk. Just give us the bets, jerk. Well, you're about to get them, peasant, so calm down. Rick, it is now time for the prop king.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Now approaching the betting window, it is your prop king, Nick Kostos. All hail King Kostos.
That's me.
All hail King Kostos.
That's me. All right, buddy. Baron Von Lockerson. Ken of House Barkley. It's time to enter the pool of props and put some props up for thy royal scrutiny. Okay. So let's find out if we like... The Prop King has got three props circled right now for the Bills and the Titans. And as we told you, BetQL's five-star play is a prop. Ryan Tannehill over 1.5 touchdown passes. Let's see if we can find value, Ken, via discussion on any of these other props. Let's start passing. I'm going to give you the numbers on Josh Allen and Ryan Tannehill. It's Josh Allen tonight. 292.5 passing yards, 25.5 completions, 37.5 attempts for Tanny. 223. BOG 305, Nick, $1 billion, please, on the over.
Right.
I don't know why I chose Bog as like the thing. I keep wanting to give out like what my actual one is, and I'm like, I probably shouldn't say that on the
Maybe so just don't say that. It's like when an old politician will just tweet their password just out into space.
It's a couple letters and a couple numbers. Ryan Tannehill, 235.5. 21.5 completions, 33.5 attempts. Ken, anything for you there? Does anything strike your fancy there in terms of the two quarterbacks for tonight?
I mean, Tannehill over is a little bit, right? Like, I mean, it just, the really interesting thing with Tennessee, we mentioned before the break, like Tennessee's offense, their scoring output is kind of the pivot point of the game. Like, we feel pretty confident. Market feels pretty confident. Buffalo's going to score a lot in this game. This kind of profiles to like some of the Dallas games that we've done, some of the Kansas City games. Like, that's just kind of what Buffalo's offense is. And Tennessee hasn't been a particularly resistant defense. But the pivot point, and it's an interesting one tonight, Tennessee's offense, because it's not just that like the types of teams that they played have been different. It's that the personnel in a lot of those games has been different. Like Julio on snap counts, one playing, none playing in the loss to the Jets. So like, I think it's really tough to create an expectation for what they're going to be tonight. And if we had to guess, would it be likely to be better than what they put on tape so far or worse? I think like better is clearly the answer that we would give. So it's just kind of interesting, like so little data on what the full Tennessee offense looks like. I would be inclined. I mean, sort of like how BetQL is thinking, although I wouldn't necessarily go touchdowns. Just, I think they'll score, but like play design around the goal line, who knows, I guess. Just like Tannehill, like they're going to have to throw in the game a little bit. I think, honestly, I don't know if Derrick Henry is going to completely run wild. So my thought would kind of just be like Tannehill overs in general. The yardage seems a little low to me too, but that's just kind of how I think about it.
I agree with you on terms of the Tannehill yards. That would be where I would be looking at 235.5. It'll dovetail in with some of my other prop thoughts for this game. Do we want to make that an official You Better You Bet show play? Tannehill over 235.5 passing yards.
I'm in. Yeah, let's do it.
All right. The Josh Allen numbers like all look like pretty right to me. Like maybe like Allen over passing yards, but I mean, it's almost 300 as is. So I feel like I want to leave that alone. 25.5 completions, 37.5 attempts. It's a pretty explosive offense. It doesn't have to be like matriculating the ball down the field here. So you agree, Ken, we'll stay away from Josh Allen?
Yeah. Yeah. I just think like we expect them to score. Market expects them to score. Like these are numbers kind of in line with what I would expect.
Okay, great. Let's get to the rushing props then. So Tannehill, over 235.5 passing yards a play for the You Better You Bet crew. In the pool of props, thy Royal Tannehill over passing yards. I like how I get, like, the shticks get confused sometimes, like pool of props and then obviously prop king here. Rushing. Derrick Henry, 97.5 rushing yards. Ridiculous, but probably. How funny, by the way, was Dalvin Cook, 68.5 rushing yards yesterday, retrospect. Anyway, like, so easy. Josh Allen, 31.5 rushing yards. Zach Moss, 42.5 rushing yards. And he's kind of assumed that number one role, like the alpha spot in this backfield, because he's just better than Devin Singletary if you watch both of them play. And then Ryan Tannehill, 15.5 rushing yards tonight. Any of these tickle your fancy? I know you said, Ken, that maybe it's less of a Derrick Henry game. Would you ever dare playing an under here on Derrick Henry?
I don't think so. Like, I just, yeah, I'm trying to think of like what number I would need to do it. Cause we've seen him, we've seen his prop, like when he's really rolling, like, I mean, people who bet props know this obviously, but just for people who like are curious. I mean, there were games last season when he was on that run. What was his number in the Packers game? It was like 127 or something.
Yeah, something like that. And he went over, right? And Green Bay won that game.
In all of those games. Cause what was it? He went into the final four games needing like X number of yards, right? For 2000 or for the record, whatever it was. And so they started lining his props almost like what he needed for the record, thinking that he would maybe get it. And he went over in like a bunch of those games despite. So like you might hear like 90, whatever, and be like, oh, that's a really high number, like must be inflated. It's actually like kind of a discount versus a lot of his other performances. So like that's what the Derrick Henry discount looks like. It looks like 90 as opposed to, you know, 120 or something.
And he'll have like through three quarters, like 14 carries for 42 yards and then finish with like 28 for like 180. And you're like, what the hell just happened? So like he's one of these guys where like it ain't over till it's over with Derrick Henry. So I actually, Ken, I don't like any of these rushing props tonight. I want to avoid all of them.
Sure. Yeah, I'm fine with that. I mean, has Buffalo really, like, I closed out of their schedule just now, but like, have they even faced an offense that could present this kind of dynamic? There are so few offenses that can, I guess it's kind of a bad question.
Well, Kansas City, but I mean, not sure. In terms of running the ball, but in terms of like being able to potentially score a lot. Yeah.
Tennessee's offense is unique, I guess. So I guess it's like what would even a comp be? Like Cleveland?
I guess Minnesota kind of, but like,
sure.
You know,
it's just kind of apples and oranges, I guess, a little bit. Derrick Henry's just such a unique player.
Thielen's not Julio Jones also.
He is awesome though.
He's good. He's just old now. I guess Julio is too.
I was gonna say, like, who would you rather have this year? You'd rather have Julio this year, really?
Upside wise, Julio. Yeah, I think Thielen's floor is higher just because he's like likelier to play more games. But when they play, Julio's definitely better. When they both play, Julio's definitely better.
Yeah, like one game where I guess you know they're both healthy and starting, you pick Julio. But like one season, I think you almost certainly pick Thielen. I guess that's interesting.
I think I'd go Julio. Anyway, let's just get to the receiving props. So the prop king's likes three receiving props for tonight. So no Christian Fulton tonight, who's Tennessee's number one corner, and like they like actually like don't have any good corners, and like Fulton's like the best one almost like de facto. I know I've lost with this before. If you're out there and you're like, sorry, prop king, sorry, Costos, like ain't doing it, won't do it with you. I understand. I think this is the Stephon Diggs game. So like this is it. I'm planting the flag. This is the Diggs game. Diggs over 83.5. I don't care. Like, he's making it happen tonight. He's going over this. I really think, like, he's going for, like, $120 tonight, and he's going to score a touchdown. He's -140 to score a touchdown. I don't want to do that. And given the numbers are both really depressed here, A.J. Brown's number is 56.5, and Julio Jones's number at Bet Rivers is 47.5. I'm playing both those overs. I have to. I'm sorry. Like, I understand both of them are coming off injury. Maybe I lose both. Maybe they're both out of the game by the time the first quarter ends. I'm willing to take the risk. If you're listening, you're watching, you don't want to do it, God bless you. I'm not going to hold it against you. I'm going to play both of these overs. And what I feel like are really low numbers, 56.5 and 47.5 for A.J. Brown and Julio, respectively.
Just to provide some context, really with all three, I guess, because I know you bet Diggs every week. And last year you bet him a lot and he went over a lot. Like, how do these three numbers compare to like what we normally see? Like, are all three of them lower than what we would normally see?
For Julio's number is like 15. Julio's like 15 yards lower. Brown is like at least 10 yards lower, if not more.
Okay.
And Diggs is starting to get like lower as well. He generally lined in the high 80s, low 90s. Now he's 83.5. Tennessee's down its number one corner. Like, it's within the realm that Allen just sprays the ball everywhere, and Dawson Knox has a big game, and like Sanders has a big game. I'm betting on talent here. Tennessee without its number one corner, I'm going to bet on Diggs at a discounted price, I believe. So for me, Diggs, Brown, and Julio tonight.
I already have Tannehill's over passing yards. I guess betting over on Julio and Brown receiving yards is basically betting on the exact same thing because they play we expect the snap counts to be so high for both those guys. But yeah, I mean, I like Tannehill's passing yards over. That's kind of the same bet.
And I got one anytime touchdown bet for tonight that I feel like is a decent bet in terms of value. Mycole Pruitt is Tennessee's backup tight end behind Anthony Firkser.
I don't even know who that is.
Well, there you have it. Mycole Pruitt. Mycole Pruitt. Plus 525 anytime touchdown. Has seen red zone targets this year. I mean, both of these offenses are so top heavy. I'm not saying like put like a full unit on this. Toss some beer money or pizza on it. These have been pretty successful thus far this year. So Mycole Pruitt, plus 525 anytime touchdown. Ken, good show today. Looking forward to winning some bets tonight and running it back tomorrow with you out here on You Better You Bet.
Yeah, I already put some stuff in blood. I guess we'll probably do some more of that tomorrow.
All right, BetMGM tonight coming up after us. Ryan, Tristan, Quinton, a four-hour live betting extravaganza. Until we meet again tomorrow, dear listener and dear viewer, I'm Nick Costos wishing you minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck. Go Titans.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. For the latest line movement and edges to beat the spread, download the BetQL app today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.